If you take your Bibles with you this morning, please, and turn to Matthew chapter 2.
如果你今天有带圣经来的话，请你打开马太福音第二章。
Matthew chapter 2.
马太福音第二章。
I was going to preach on something different this morning.
今天呢，我会讲一些特别的东西。
I said we've had enough of Christmas.
似乎我们好像已经讲圣诞节的讲得很多。
And the New Year is in front of us.
前面有新的一年。
And so I had selected a passage, first of all, out of 1 Thessalonians.
我想着原本是讲加这个
That's okay.
帖撒罗尼加前书。
This isn't in the notes. And then I was reminded in a conversation I had with my father the other day.
几日我同我爸爸即系倾讲话嘅时候。
That they used to attend church on this day.
佢喺嗰阵时候咧，系去有某日咧，去诶会有个时间咧去教会。
When they lived in the former Soviet Union.
喺以前嘅苏联，佢哋系以前喺苏联嗰度住嘅。
And even when they came to Canada.
就算而家嚟到加拿大。
For today is Orthodox Christmas.
今日咧就系东正教人嘅圣诞节。
Now we weren't Orthodox.
我哋以前系东正教。
But that was the custom even in the Germanic churches.
这个在以前是一个习惯。
It didn't matter if it was Sunday or Tuesday, they would attend church today.
无论是星期日或者星期二，在1月6号呢，他们就会去教会。
For today is known as Epiphany.
在他们的风俗里面，今天是叫做主显节。
January the 6th.
1月6号。
It was the day they celebrated the coming of the wise men.
嗰日咧系佢哋去庆祝博士嚟到东方嗰日子。
And so that's what I thought what we could talk about this morning, since it is today.
因为今日系一月六号，所以我今日就会讲主显节。
A familiar story.
一个非常之熟悉嘅故事。
Let's read it together.
我哋一齐嚟读
Matthew 2, the first 11 verses.
马太福音二章一至十一节。
And I'll just read one verse at a time.Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem.
当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒。有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷说
，Saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him."
那生来作犹太之王的在哪里？我们在东方看见他的星。
When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him.
希律王所听见了就心里不安，耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安。
And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born.
他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，向他们说：基督当生在何处？
They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet.
他们回答说，就在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说。
And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.
犹太地的伯利恒啊，你在犹太诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一君王要从你那里出来，牧养我以色列民。
Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared.
当希律暗暗的召了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的。
And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him."
就差他们往伯利恒去说，你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。
After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was.
他们听见王的话，就去了在东方所看见的那星，忽然在他前面投行，直行到小孩的地方，就在上头停住了。
When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy.
他们看见那星，就大大的欢喜。
And going to the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh.
进了房子看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚， 就苦伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香和没药为礼物献给他。
And being warned in a dream to return to Herod, not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
后来他们在梦中得指示，不要回到希律那里去，就从别的路回乡去了。
I always loved this story.
我非常喜欢这个故事。
It's a bit of an afterthought story.
好像一个即是一个我们经常会想到之后的发生的故事。
But not really.
但是实际上又不是。
It takes place perhaps up to 2 years after the birth of Christ.
可能在主耶稣出世之后两年才发生。
We don't know exactly when.
我们不知道实际发生的时间。
At Christmas, Jesus is born in a manger.
在圣诞节的时候主耶稣是在马槽里面出生的。
But these men come to a house.
但这三个人是来到一间屋子里面。
And we know that they had been on this journey for up to 2 years.
我们知道他访问耶稣是透过经过行了两年的时间。
Based upon the command of Herod.
因着这个希律王所讲所吩咐的。
We sing about them.
我们会唱过这首歌。
At least in English. I don't know if there's a Chinese equivalent.
都有的。
There is. We Three Kings. Yes.
三王来朝。
Would you like to sing?
No, you do.
Okay. Well, we sing We Three Kings.
当我们唱三王来朝的时候。
But we don't know there were three.
我们不知道究竟是三个还是几个。
We get that from the gifts.
我们从那个得到的礼物里面以为是有三个。
But that's only conjecture.
但我们这个是指我们自己的估算是这样。
It's probably an entourage.
可能是有一大队的随员同他们一起。
A large group of men.
一大群的人。
With their assistants.
同他们的助手等等。
For surely they would have had those attending to their needs.
或者他们会来到他们会更跪拜他们。
They were highly esteemed individuals.
他们一些是非常之高有高学地位的人。
So I'm sorry to destroy your Christmas card image.
不好意思，我现在好像摧毁了我们的圣诞卡的印象。
In English, they are called magi.
在英文来说呢，他们叫 magi， 我们中文翻译是博士。
We don't know exactly what that means.
我们不知道究竟是什么意思。
But the closest we can come,
最接近的解释就是
is that they had an interest in things like dreams,astrology, constellations, and they were students of the stars and perhaps magic.
他们可能对解梦啊，或者对占星学啊，或者星座啊，或者是对啲天象啊，都好有兴趣。
They were kind of a combination of scientists and those interested in religion.
可能他们一个对这个科学或者是信仰的合成品。
But we know they were seeking truth.
但唯一我们知道呢，他们是追求真理的人。
They were significant men.
他们是非常有身份地位的人。
They're the kind of men that we read of in the book of Daniel.
我们在但以理书里面读过关于这些人。
You remember the story?
你大家明白记得那个故事吗？
These wise men in Babylon.
他们是在巴比伦的聪明人。
Could not interpret Nebuchadnezzar's dream.
他们不能够解读这个尼撒加略王的梦。
But Daniel could.
但是但以你可以。
These are the men, the kind of men we're talking about.
就好像我们所讲的人就是这些人。
Probably Babylonians.
好可能他们是巴比伦人。
Or Persians.
是一些即是异邦的人。
A thousand miles away.
住在一千里以外。
A journey that would perhaps have taken them weeks if not months.
或者要几个礼拜甚至几个月才能够来到这个地方。
Now the question is, how would they have been following this star?
另外一个问题就是他们怎能够去跟随到这粒星呢？
Where did they ever get the idea of a Jewish king and a star?
他们怎样在哪里得到这样的概念去跟随一个犹太人所讲的星呢？
Perhaps and probably from a Jewish population that still lived in Babylon.
或者可能从那些仍然在巴比伦仍然居住的犹太人里面得到这些知识。
Hundreds of years before the Jews had been deported.
有几百年之前呢，有一班呢个犹太人系被呢个放逐出外边。
By the Babylonians，
俾嗰啲犹呢个巴比伦人。
Now many had come back，
有啲系归回。
But as is even the case today， many had remained，
好似今日一样，仍然有好多人居留喺嗰度。
And perhaps these sages， these wise men， these magi，
或者呢啲博士呢？
Perhaps and most probably they would have gleaned from the Jewish beliefs.
可能他们就从那些犹太人里面收集到这些信仰资料。
They were interested.
他们非常有兴趣。
Perhaps even believers in this Jewish God.
或者他们甚至去相信这些犹太人的王。
In this coming Jewish Messiah.
成为一个犹太人的尼赛亚。
Now in Numbers 27.
在民数记27章。
And Isaiah chapter 60.
在以赛亚书第六十章。
There are references to a star.
他们有讲到关于一粒星的事。
A metaphor for the Messiah.
是一个尼赛亚的一个预表。
Maybe there's a connection here.
Maybe 这里中道有一些相关的地方。
Revelation talks about Jesus being the bright and morning star.
这个启示录讲到耶稣是一个非常有光发光的一个星。
But beyond that, we don't know why they're following this star.
除了之外，我们不明白为什么他要只跟随这个星。
Now, there are those who try to discern what this star was.
有些人想解读这些星究竟是什么。
A meteor.
或者一些的。
Or a comet.
或者一些的文士。
Some constellation.
或者一些天象的人。
I don't think so.
我不相信。
This light, this star seemed to move.
这个星的光是会移动的。
And actually directed them right over the manger.
而且是将他们这些光仍然是指到他这个马槽里面。
I think this was the Shekinah glory of God.
我觉得这个是神的光。
It was supernatural.
这个是超自然的光。
God is leading those who are searching.
神是带领那些是追求他的人。
And so they follow this star.
所以他跟随星。
They're looking for a king.
他们去找一个王。
Now we live in a democracy.
我们现在居住在民主的制度里面。
And we're not that familiar with kings.
或者我们不是太明白皇帝是什么。
But in that era,
在当时的时代,
they were ruled by kings.
他们是被这个皇帝来管辖的。
Kings had absolute authority.
皇帝有绝对的权柄。
It didn't matter what you thought.
无论你想什么。
You didn't vote for them.
你不需要去投票选他出来。
You were stuck with them.
你就是要跟随他。
He was the king.
他就是王。
That will set a background to this story.
这个这样的事件就我们形成一个背景。
For they will come to a king.
他们成为一个王。
Asking about another king.
他们去找另外一个王。
A king that had a star.
一个有一粒星的王。
Very simply this morning, I want to look at the three responses that are given to this king.
我们今天会讲有三个一个回应关于这个王的回应。
And I think it summarizes every response that a person could make to this king.
可以即是总括我们人可以对这个王的有三个的回应。
The king is Jesus.
这个王就是主耶稣基督。
He is the king.
他就是王。
The eternal king.
是永恒的王，永远的王。
And at Christmas he came.
他是圣诞节里面透过圣诞节来到。
And the question as we go into the new year is this.
我们现在去到个新年里面都是跟他一起。
How do we respond to that king?
我们怎样回应这个王呢？
There are three responses here.
有三个的回应。
Response number one.
第一个的回应。
Annoyance.
厌烦。
Herod.
希律王。
Was annoyed.
他是非常之。
By news of this king.
听到这个王的消息他非常之不高兴。
It says in the English translation that he was troubled.
在英语的翻译里面讲 trouble, 意思就是心里不安。
Why was Herod troubled?
为什么为什么他会心里不安呢?
Herod the Great, as he was known,
佢又叫做大希律。
Had ruled for some 35 years.
佢管治到当地有35年。
And if you know anything about ancient history,
如果你知道古代嘅历史，
35 years was a very long reign.
35年系一个非常之长嘅管治嘅时期。
Because kings were always getting their heads cut off.
王呢喺一段时间咧好容易俾人斩头嘅事。
By someone else who wanted to be king.
系俾其他想做王嘅人咧，俾佢推翻。
You had to be clever.
你需要非常之聪明。
Powerful.
有权力。
And a manipulator.
同埋一个中意去管有权柄嘅人。
To remain king for 35 years.
佢成为一个王去做35年。
But he did it.
佢做咗。
Herod was wealthy.
佢非常之有钱。
Loyal to Rome.
佢对于罗马非常之忠心。
He was a Roman puppet.
佢系一个罗马嘅天主教人。
An excellent administrator.
非常之好嘅行政人员。
Astute.
非常之精明。
And paranoid.
但系亦都好妄想同埋固执嘅人。
And a tyrant.
佢系一个暴君。
Herod lived his life in fear.
希律王喺惊惶之中嚟去过活。
That someone else would take his place on the throne.
佢恐怕有人会将佢嘅皇位攞咗。
He actually, history tells us.
佢实际上曾经话过。
He actually killed his wife.
佢将个太太杀咗。
Some of his children.
同埋有啲佢仔女。
And the Jewish high priest.
同埋犹太人嘅大祭司都杀咗。
When he became aware that maybe they had a plot to take him down.
因为佢哋恐怕呢啲人会有一个计划去就将佢推翻。
You wouldn't want to be in Herod's family.
你唔希望成为一个希律嘅一个家庭成员。
Herod was hated.
好多人都憎恨呢个希律王。
He did some things for the Jewish people, but they kept him. He kept them afraid.
佢为啲犹太人争取啲嘢，但系佢令到啲犹太人非常之惊慌。
I think it was the historian Josephus tells us.
有一个历史嘅笑话。
That he arranged to have hundreds of Jewish leaders executed.
佢安排有即系成千数千嘅犹太人咧系被杀。
On the day of his death.
系喺佢死嗰日。
To ensure that there would be mourning.
去即系确保当日咧有人系悲哀嘅。
He was crazy.
一个系非常之癫狂嘅人。
There were no rivals for him.
喺佢当中，佢嘅敌人咧系完全冇空间嘅地位。
So when it says in verse 3 that he was troubled and all Jerusalem with him.
所以喺第三节讲到话，当佢心里不安嘅时候，耶路撒冷全犹耶路撒冷人咧都系一样。
It makes perfect sense.
呢个非常之合理嘅。
Because when Herod was troubled,
当希律不安嘅时候
，the people didn't know what he was going to do.
啲犹太人唔知道佢会做乜嘢。
A historian said, when Herod the Great trembled, the whole city shook.
一个犹太嘅历史学家讲话，当呢个希律稍微颤抖嘅时候，犹太全城都会大大震动。
So you can imagine how he would react on the news of a new Jewish king.
所以你可以想象得到，当佢知道有一个犹太新王嚟嘅时候，佢嘅反应系会点样。
I remind you, there's a large entourage that has now come into the city.
大家要记得会有一大队嘅车队会嚟到佢嘅城市里边。
Following divine light.
跟随嗰个神圣嘅光。
Searching for a king.
去寻找一个王。
And Herod's not the king.
但系呢个希律唔系佢哋所寻找嘅王。
Herod represents many people.
希律代表好多人。
Those who find Jesus annoying.
他们觉得主耶稣是非常之令人不安烦扰的。
Jesus disturbs them.
主耶稣令他们不安。
And so they react antagonistically.
所以他们非常之抵抗主耶稣基督。
They just want to get rid of Jesus.
他们要将他们除掉。
Even at Christmas.
就算在圣诞节。
We have this political correctness.
我们要有政治正确。
Right, I'm still glad people like to say Merry Christmas.
我哋仍然有人会讲圣诞快乐。
But we're told not to say Happy Holidays.
有啲人会讲节日快乐。
Why?
点解咧？
We're getting rid of Jesus.
因为我哋将主耶稣除去。
We don't want anything to do with Jesus.
我哋唔想主耶稣有咩关系。
Beyond that,
除咗之外
，Jesus challenges our authority.
主耶稣挑战佢我哋嘅权柄权
能。We don't want a king.
我哋唔需要一个王。
I'm the king.
我自己就是王。
I want to run my own show.
我自己想希望做嘅嘢。
I don't want anyone else to tell me what to do.
我唔想其他人话俾我听我要做乜嘢。
And so Herod represents the first kind of response.
所以希律王是代表第一个反应。
But are we willing to submit as we enter 2019?
在2019年我们能够愿意去主耶稣面前来将自己顺服。
Is he the king of our lives?
他是不是我们的王呢?
For he is the king whether we like it or not.
你喜不喜欢,主耶稣都是我们的王。
Have we surrendered to him as the king?
我们有没有在他面前降服自己?
For many like Herod,
好多人好像希律王那样,
the answer is no.
他们的答案是不可以。
Now there's a great irony in this story.
有一个讽刺的地方,
in spite of his attempts to do away with Jesus,
虽然他尽很大的能力,希律王想去将主耶稣除灭,
to preserve his kingship,
去保留他自己的王位,
he would be dead within a year.
一年之内,他就自己已经死了。
So what good did it do him?
所以对他来说有什么好处呢?
He didn't choose to bow to Jesus then.
他选择不去主耶稣面前去敬拜。
But for eternity, he will recognize who the real king is.
但在永恒的时候,他知道谁是真正的王。
For you never know.
所以你不知道。
You might not see the end of 2019.
可能2019年的结尾你不在。
And then you will see who the king really is.
但那时你会知道谁是真正的王。
Jesus is king.
主耶稣基督就是王。
I was at a funeral yesterday afternoon.
最后我去到一个丧礼里面。
My aunt passed away.
我的阿姨或者是去世。
You never know.
你永远都不知道什么事发生。
And the end comes.
什么事,终结何时会来?
And then we will face the king.
我们会面对王。
My dad said,
我的爸爸跟我说,
and he's 85 now,
他今年是85岁。
Old people must die.
老人家必然会死的。
For everyone else, you might.
其他人呢,你可能会死。
It's just a matter of time.
这个是时间上的问题。
And then we will face the king.
我们会面对王。
Response number one, annoyance.
第一个反应就是厌烦。
Not a wise response.
不是一个很聪明的回应。
Response number two.
第二个回应呢?
Indifference.
不关心。 冷漠。
Herod calls the religious experts to find out where this Messiah was to be born.
希律王去问那些宗教领袖去找出弥赛亚几时会出生。
It's a very interesting thing here.
一个非常有趣的地方。
They knew.
这些宗教领袖他知道。
They knew exactly where Jesus was going to be born.
他知道弥赛亚在哪个地方出世。
The Messiah.
弥赛亚。
They were well versed in the scriptures.
在圣经里面讲得很清楚。
And so they quote Micah 5:2.
他尼加书5:2节。
And they answer.
他会有个答案。
Oh, the Messiah, Bethlehem.
尼赛亚就在伯利恒出生。
The city of David.
在大卫城里面。
We know.
我们都知道。
We passed the course.
我们答对了。
They had grown up with this.
他们在成长之间,他们很明白这些圣经的真理。
Now where was Bethlehem?
伯利恒在哪里呢?
How far from Jerusalem? Where they were.
离开耶路撒冷有多远呢?
8 kilometers.
8公里那么远。
From here to Ladner.
由于到去了Ladner呢?
About an hour walk if you walk good.
如果你走的话,大约一个钟头。
And you could walk through the tunnel.
你可以走过那个隧道。
But I want a bridge.
但我不建议你这样做。 尤其当我讲到的时候,你不要走。
But this isn't a political campaign.
这个不是一个政治的推广。
Anyways, in other words, they were very well, they knew very well the place where their own Messiah would come.
他们非常知道他们的弥赛亚在哪里出生。
They were experts in theology.
他们是神学专家。
Experts in Bible.
圣经专家。
Many of them had the whole Old Testament memorized.
这些人几乎甚至可以将这个旧约圣经全部记得。
That's pretty good.
他们非常聪明。
You think one verse is hard?
就算我们现在几一句经文都这么难。
The whole Bible.
他们整本圣经旧约都记得。
By heart.
在心里面记住，背得出来。
So what did they do when they heard that the Messiah was born?
当他们知道弥赛亚在哪里出生的时候，他们做了什么呢?
That these foreigners were coming and following a star.
这些在外面的人，他们跟随这个星来找弥赛亚。
The Jewish star.
这个犹太的星。
Get there first.
他们是不是赶快去找呢?
Beat the Boxing Day rush.
是快一步呢?
No.
不是。
What did they do?
他们做什么呢?
Absolutely nothing.
他们什么都没做。
You see, they didn't fail because of their ignorance.
他们做不到不是他们的无知。
Which may also be a response. They just don't know, but they knew.
但是他们知道。
One commentator says, they failed simply by being passive.
有一个人讲过话，这些人就失败因为他们被动。
One other author said, formal knowledge of the scriptures does not in itself lead to knowing who Jesus is.
另外一个神学家讲话，你对圣经知识有非常好的知识，但不代表他会带到你去认识耶稣。
You can have all the facts.
你可以得到所有的证据。
You might believe.
你可以相信。
But that doesn't mean you do anything about it.
但是如果你不做任何事的话，
These men were so near.
这些人非常之同耶稣非常之接近，
but so far away，
但是仍然是遥不可及的。
The magi were wise，
那些博士非常之聪明。
They went，
你去。
But these religious leaders，
但是这些宗教的领袖，
complete fools，
他们非常之愚蠢。
Didn't even walk one step，
他们行一步他们都不愿意。
How many are within arm's length of Jesus？
有很多人就在一个伸手可及的距离跟耶稣相距这么近。
But completely indifferent.
但是他对这件事完全冷漠。
Passive.
完全一个被动。
And miss him.
但是错过了主耶稣基督。
They wouldn't even go look.
他们就算去看一看他都不愿意。
You know, you may have come and maybe a part of a Christian home.
你们可能在一个基督教背景的家庭里面。
You have church background.
有一个教会的背景。
Theological understanding.
甚至有神学的知识。
You know all the facts.
你知道所有的事实。
Maybe you went to Bible college.
或者你去曾经去圣公学院。
But you've never had the experience of actually finding Jesus.
但你从来没有一个寻找耶稣的经历。
That's why the Jewish rejection is so sad.
所以那些犹太的人去拒绝耶稣是非常之悲惨。
So close.
他们非常之接近。
And yet so far away.
但是仍然是遥不可及。
Maybe that's you this morning.
可能这样的光景就是你今天的光景。
You know all about it.
你所有知道所有关耶稣的事。
But you've never experienced it personally for yourself.
但你个人里面你没有经历过主耶稣。
Jesus is over there, but he's at a distance.
主耶稣只是在那边是这么近的距离。
Some people miss Jesus by 18 inches.
有些人只能够离开从耶稣相差只有18寸。
The distance from your head?
就是这个由你的头
to your heart.
去你的心的距离。
18 inches.
只是18寸。
Many even with a Christian heritage.
有些人可能有一个基督教的家庭背景。
Just don't care.
但是他们非常冷漠。
At this Christmas season again, many did not go to Bethlehem.
在这个圣诞的节期里面，很多人都没去这个伯利恒。
As the shepherds.
没去成为一个，我作为一个牧者。
To see this thing which has come to pass.
去看这个会在过去的事。
These guys missed Jesus by 8 kilometers.
实际上这些人只不过离开耶稣八公里。
The Messiah was in Ladner.
你个尼赛亚比喻就好似喺呢个 Ladner 咁样。
And they stayed in Richmond.
但系佢哋自己就住喺 Richmond。
Don't stay when you can go find him.
如果你能够去揾佢嘅话，你唔好就咁坐喺度唔行。
These sages went great distances to see the Messiah.
呢啲博士佢行咗好远嘅地方去揾呢个尼赛亚。
Many will go great distances to see great sights.
好多人去旅游去睇风景，佢愿意去好远嘅地方。
But won't cross the tunnel to see the Messiah.
但系好似由呢度去呢嗱咁近，去行过呢条隧道，佢都唔愿意。
Response number one, annoyance.
第一个回应就系呢个厌烦。
Response number two, indifference.
第二个回应就系冷漠。
And now response number three.
第三个回应
reverence.
去敬重
reverence.
敬重敬仰。
These are the wise men.
这个就是那些聪明的博士。
They end up in Bethlehem.
他去到伯利恒里面。
What was the difference?
相差不同的地方是什么呢?
They acted.
你是主动。
They looked.
他去看。
They searched.
去尋找。
Anyone who seeks God will find him.
任何人愿意尋找神的都会找到神。
If you really want him,
如果你真真正正是想去渴求他的话,
he is there to be found.
他是永远都被你找到的。
He will never cast you away.
他不会将你丢弃。
He will always open the door to you.
他永远都会打开道门欢迎你。
These are foreigners. This is the irony.
这个真是非常讽刺的。这些博士是外邦人。
Gentiles.
是一个外邦人。
They come.
他们愿意来到。
To look for the Messiah.
去寻找这个弥赛亚。
While those closest.
那些住得最近的人。
Couldn't have been bothered.
他们不愿意做任何事。
And so it is today.
好像今天一样。
Many come from distant lands. Figuratively speaking,
很多人从很遥远的地方来到,
from lives that are a long way from the Lord.
这个跟主耶稣基督相差很远的地方,
but you're never too far away.
但实际上不是那么远。
The Lord delights in bringing people who you would never think they would ever come.
主耶稣基督愿意寻找任何一个你觉得不会成为基督徒的人,
because the Lord goes where you don't expect.
因为主耶稣去到你不会想到去的地方里面。
So these people find them a savior while the religious folk miss him.
他们这个博士找到主耶稣基督，但是当地的人找不到。
Do you long for him?
你应该渴求主耶稣。
I remember a few years back hearing about Christians in Africa.
几年前在非洲。
And they would walk 2 hours to get to church on Sunday morning.
他们每个主日去敬拜神要走两个钟头。
Why?
为什么啊?
Did they need exercise?
他们需要运动吗?
No, they wanted the Lord.
因为他们想敬拜神。
They were hungry.
他们是饥渴。
Are we?
我们是不是呢?
The Magi, months to find Jesus.
那些博士他们需要找神。
For once we get a glimpse of who he is, there's no distance that is too far.
当我们能够见到主耶稣一面的时候，没有一个地方是太远的。And
nothing is more important.
没有一样东西是更重要。And
so the star guides them.
所以星会带着这些博士。The
Lord directs them to the Savior.
等于主耶稣基督带领我们去见这个神带领我们见主耶稣基督一样。And
I find it really interesting that the Lord uses the thing that works for them.
很奇怪，就是主耶稣神会用这个对他们来说是合用的东西来带领他们。
He found the key for them.
为了他们找到重要的主要的地方。
Your astrologers?
那些他们所识的星座。
Here's a star.
这里有星。
I think he works individually in our lives to bring us to him if we would just seek.
主耶稣就是将我们每个人个别地带到他的面前。
But I would remind you also that it is the star that guides them.
我要提醒大家，又是一个星去带领佢哋。The
Lord directs us to the Savior.
神带领我哋去救主嗰度。He
provides the path.
佢为我哋开路。You
don't find him because you're so smart.
唔系因为你聪明，你可以揾到。You
find him because he leads you to the Savior.
你揾到，因为佢带领你。He
works in your heart.
佢喺心里边作工。He
motivates you.
佢激动你去。He
gives you the signs.
佢俾你有一个指示。
And so they get there.
所以他去到,
what do they do?
他们去到之后做什么呢?
The only appropriate thing to do.
唯一合适的事情他们需要做的。
Now, did they know he was the Messiah?
他们知不知道他们看到这个小朋友是这个弥赛亚呢?
In all the fullness we understand?
用他们的智慧他们明白吗?
I'm not sure.
我不知道。
But they lived up to that which they knew.
但是他为了他们已经知道的，他做出了应做的事。
He was the Jewish king.
他知道主耶稣当这些小朋友是一个。
And even though they were Babylonians,
虽然他们是一个巴比伦人，但他知道主耶稣是神。
They worshipped him.
他敬拜他。
Now there's a contrast.
这里有一个对比。
They were willing to surrender their own ethnic identity.
他们将他们自己的。 民族的特征来放弃,
in the worship of this baby.
他们要敬拜这个婴孩。
The Jews had been deported to worship King Nebuchadnezzar.
这个, 犹太人是被放逐去敬拜尼布甲尼撒。
But now here were the Babylonians or the Persians coming now to worship the Jewish king.
这些 Babylon 人反而翻翻嚟嚟敬拜犹太人嘅王。
A little boy，
只系一个小朋友。
A toddler，
呢个系学紧行路嘅小朋友。
The king，
但系佢系王。
This must have been quite the sight。
呢个系非常之特别嘅一件事。
And so they worshipped him。
所以佢敬拜佢。
And they presented to him gifts。
佢为呢个王送上礼物。
Gold，
黄金。
Gold is a gift you would give to a king。
黄金系献俾皇帝嘅礼物。
It's a gift for royalty，
系俾皇权嘅送出嘅礼物。
Jesus is the king，
主耶稣基督系王。
Gold，
送黄金俾佢。
Frankincense，
乳香。
Frankincense is a substance that the priests would have used。
乳香是祭司所用的一些物品。
They would burn it。
他们会将乳香去焚烧。
And the smoke, the incense that rose from it, would represent the prayers of the people in the Old Testament。
在旧约里面，这些焚烧乳香所产生的烟雾是代表这个祈祷。
It reminds us that Jesus is the high priest。
提醒我们主耶稣基督他就是大祭司。
He's our high priest。
他是我们的大祭司。
Who has direct access to the Father on our behalf。
他们为这个大祭司就是让我们能够与代表我们去跟这个天父去有交往。
And says to God,
他跟神说
the Father,
天父
I died for this person.
我为这些人来死。
Forgive them.
原谅他们。
And the Lord does.
And 主愿意原谅我们。
As the priest interceded for the people,
当这个祭司为人来祈祷的时候
Jesus intercedes for us.
主耶稣为我们来祈祷。
He's the king,
他是王
gold.
他所以配得黄金。
He's the high priest, the priest,
他是大祭司
frankincense.
所以他配得乳香。
Thirdly was myrrh.
第三样是没药。
Myrrh was crushed for the purpose of embalming.
这个没药是被压碎拿来做一个防腐的工作。
This was a gift given for one that would come to die.
这个是给将来会就来死的人的一个礼物。
The sacrifice.
这个牺牲
The king, the priest, the sacrificial lamb.
祭司 王权祭司和被杀的羊
All represented in the gifts that the wise men gave.
是代表用这个博士所献上的祭物代表了这三样
They represented who he was and what he would do.
是代表了这个耶稣是哪一位，同埋他将会做乜嘢
？A king，
佢有一个王
；A high priest，
系一个大祭司
；Born to die for you and me，
生来是为我同为你而死嘅。
And so, how do we respond this morning as we enter this new year to this one that we just celebrated as his birthday？
我哋今日我哋点样回应系为我哋出生嘅主耶稣基督呢？
Is he your king?
他是不是你的王呢?
Do you bow down before him and say, you are the king of 2019 in my life?
你在神面前俯伏敬拜，向他说，你是我2019年的王。
I submit to you.
我向你来，将我向你俯伏敬拜。
Is he your high priest?
你是我们的大祭司。
Is he the one that you go through to talk to God?
他是透过他你同神
He desires for you.
他很渴求你同他讲嘢。
To be in relationship with him.
与他有一个好的亲密的关系。
He represents you.
他代表你。
And you know him as the one who sacrificed himself for you.
你更加知道他是为你而牺牲的。
He's king.
他是王。
He's priest.
他是祭司。
He's savior.
他是一个救主。
The Magi worshipped.
那个博士他们不是。
And true wise men still seek him.
一个聪明的人应该继续寻找主耶稣。
And worship him.
去敬拜他。
A fitting segue now into our table.
我们台上摆的杯饼和杯与我们今天所讲的道是非常配合。
As we remember,
当我们纪念主耶稣的时候
The wise men were looking forward.
聪明的博士他在远处来看。
We look back.
我们向翻以往向后边来看。
And I trust that this king that was born, whose birthday we just celebrated,
我们相信这个我们刚庆祝他生日的王
would be your king this year.
是我们的王。
You would serve him.
我们会去侍奉他。